HarperCollins presents The Reappearance of Rachel Price by Holly Jackson, read by Sophie Amos.
For my little sister. Chapter 1.
What do you think happened to your mother?
The word sounded wrong to Belle when he said it. Mother. Unnatural. Not quite as bad as mom. That one pushed between her lips, misshapen and mad, like a bloated slug finally breaking free, splatting there on the floor for everyone to stare at. Because everyone would. Everyone always did. The word didn't belong in her mouth, so Belle didn't say it, not if she could help it. At least there was a coldness to mother, a sense of distance.
It's okay. Please, take your time, Ramsay said.
The vowels clipped and exposed. Belle looked across at him, avoiding the camera. Lines of concern crisscrossed his black skin, pulling around his eyes as they fixed on Belle's, because she was already taking her time. Too much. More than she had in the pre-interviews the past few days. He reached up to scratch his temple, right where his dark coiled hair faded out above his ears. Ramsay Lee, filmmaker, director, from South London, a whole world away. And yet here he was in Gorham, New Hampshire, sitting across from her. Ramsay cleared his throat. Belle began, choking on that slug. I don't know. Ramsay sat back, his chair creaking, and Belle knew from the flicker of disappointment in his face that she was doing a bad job. Worse. It must have been the camera. The camera changed things, the permanence of it. One day, thousands of people would watch this, separated from her only by the glass of their television screens. They would analyze every word she said, every pause she took, and have something to say about it. They'd study her face, her warm white skin, and the flush of her cheeks, her sharp chin that sharpened more when she spoke. And especially when she smiled. Her short honey blonde hair, her round gray blue eyes. Doesn't she look just like Rachel did? They'd say, those people beyond the television screen. Belle thought she looked more like her dad, actually. Thanks, though. Sorry, Belle added, pressing her eyelids together. Bright orange patches where the three softbox lights glared at her. She just had to get through this documentary. Pretend to not be hating every second. Talk about Rachel. Then life could go back to normal. Back to not talking about Rachel. Ramsay shook his head, a smile breaking through.
Don't worry, he said. It's a difficult question.
It wasn't, though. Not really. And the answer wasn't difficult either. Belle really didn't know what had happened to her. No one did. That was the point of all this. I think she was... Someone stumbled behind the camera, tripping on a cable that ripped out of the wall. One of the lights flickered and died, swaying on its rickety leg. A hand reached out to grab it before it fell, righting it.
Oh, shit. Sorry, Rams, the tripper said, chasing the loose wire back to the outlet.
Now that the light was out, Belle could see him properly for the first time. She couldn't say she'd noticed him before, when Ramsay had introduced the crew, too dazzled by the lights and the camera. He must have been the youngest of the four documentary crew members. Couldn't be much older than her. And he was, just maybe, the most ridiculous person Belle had ever seen. He had shoulder-length brown hair that fell in thick curls, pushed off to one side of his pale face. Full of angles and shadows. He wore flared tartan pants and a bright purple sweater with little green and yellow dinosaurs marching across his chest.
Sorry, he said again,
the O giving him away. Must be from London, too. He grunted as he pushed the plug in and the light sparked back to life, hiding him from Belle.
Thank God. That ugly sweater was distracting.
I told you to gaffer all the wires down, Ash.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?